So with that kind of language, this is the scripture that backs that up. It says this in Ephesians 3, 16, 17, and 18. Okay? I'll read those because and then we'll come back to Matthew 4 because you don't want to miss out what Jesus has revealed to us. Ephesians 3, 16. 16 says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Why? That you, being rooted and grounded in love. Why? That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just, well, Larry got this revelation from the Holy Spirit. No, that's wrong. It's whatever he's received, every one of us received, because the word says, receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, receive that prophet's reward. Same. So whatever Paul received, whatever Peter received, that we might comprehend with all the saints. So that's the Holy Spirit's language. That's how he's thinking, and that's how he's bringing us up. That's the assignment. Here's what he's saying. Comprehend with all the saints what the width, length, and depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It's not just, you know, a little bit up my arm and down my sleeve and on my feet. Completely full. And so that completely full, here it is. Glory in me, it's dormant. Glory all around me, it's activated. And it gets activated just how he said, abide in me, abide in my words, and ask whatever you will. So now that's how it becomes activated, through beaming forth. That's how we said that before, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So with this dimensions, let me explain this to you. In fact, I got another little tool. You don't like them? Okay, here's the width and length and depth and height all at once. Okay, so the scripture says in Hebrews 11:3 that we know by faith that God framed the whole universe from things that were invisible and became visible through his spoken word. So when I spoke on that example I gave, it filled a dominion and a domain or a realm, and for the whole month was inside there. For the whole geographic area was inside there, and for the exact temperature readings was inside there. So the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That's what Jesus said, but he said to say his words. So now I have to look at the mirror and get my mind locked in on that. The words I speak are spirit and they are life. Well, when I first say that, it's like my mind is doing some cartwheels, and it's like, well, wait a sec, that can't be right. My mind's not renewed. That's all it's saying. My mind is not renewed. So here's some of the ways how the Holy Spirit renews our mind. Remember that verse, Romans 8:18. I will say that because that verse will unlock a lot of mystery. He says, I consider this present suffering not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That's what the verse says. We'll personalize it. I consider this present condition, this present suffering, no matter what it is, no matter if it's always been that way, is not worthy to be compared to the glory that's in me, activated and released and revealed through my spoken word. Now, I said a lot more to add to that because those are all the revelations that he's saying. So because I understand what suffering is, all of us have suffered to a degree in all kinds of ways. So here's a word I'm going to use that's different than suffering. Pressure. We hear that. Well, I'm under a lot of pressure. Well, you can kind of experience it. You can kind of feel it, but you can't taste it, can't touch it. It's invisible. Well, it's a spiritual activity of the enemy that's trying to squelch whatever I'm doing because he doesn't have authority, but he can put pressure. It's a deception is what it is. So here's this kind of interesting what the Holy Spirit does. He just brings it all together. Here's a word he gave me. within the last month. And it says that is that this pressure pushed back with his promises until within me peace is manifesting. I'll say that again. In fact, I think I have it written down and I'll read it to you, but I'll explain it too first. So here's this pressure coming in, and I'm feeling it, and it's a reality, but he's saying to turn it, push back on it through his promises until there's peace manifesting in me. Because when there's peace manifesting in me, it's, you know, it's a Sunday school song that we sang. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Now it's shining, and it's shining with peace radiating, and it's shining in such a way that God, in his wisdom, he says that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. So that means wherever I walk, peace is radiating, and it's pushing it out. The glory goes before me, and the glory is the rear guard. So peace is one of the indicators on the dashboard of your car in the spirit. So when it's needles on full peace, his glory is activated. That's an indicator. Here's another one. We sing that song too. It says in Peter that joy unspeakable and full of glory. That means that the indicator, when it's full of joy, glory is full and it's radiating out. It's important to catch that. So I'll try to read this, what I said on that word, because it's like, this is important to understand how I'm going to flip the conditions around, not by myself. Jesus said it this way, real clear. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Well, we get that part because we understand that. Watch what he says about his own relationship with the Father. Apart from the Father, I can do nothing. Wait a sec, I thought he was God. Watch this, he's smart. This is how smart God is. He is able to operate in a man filled with the Holy Spirit, totally operating by being yielded to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And whatever the Father says, I say. Whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do. That's a condition, that's an alignment, that's how he's refined. Because he made that choice. I decide whatever I say is what the Father is saying. I decide whatever the Holy Spirit's saying, that's what I speak. I decide whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do. Well, that's what Jesus was talking about. So he says, believe that the Father is in me, or believe that the Father that works. So the works are what's manifesting. So when he says, the words I say and the works I do, those are both fruit coming off the same tree of life. Works, words, right? So it's glory words and it's also glory works. But so together it's glory fruit. So when he says, abide in me, my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it will be done, and you will prove to be my disciples, bear much fruit. Now we know what kind of fruit. And glory going back to the Father. He says that the glory came from him to Jesus. The Holy Spirit takes it, goes in my ear, it goes in here, radiating, coming out, speaks out of my mouth, and glory going back to the Father. I don't take any of that. Ananias and Sapphira did. They dropped over. So yet I don't want to get crosswise with glory. So my spirit man is yielded to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It isn't me, well, I really need to obey the Lord. No, there's a difference. My spirit man got rearranged by just taking in the glory wisdom. And so now it's like, I only want to do. It isn't a matter of, well, this is what we have to do. No, there's a tempering that took place. The Bible says it, a refiner's fire. That's that refinement. So once you are getting refined in areas, he gives you the open book pop quiz. So, you know, this is years ago. When I first was running into this thought, I hope I never run into these demonic spirits, right? You know, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, you get this Hollywood image in your head. So my friends and I were out drinking coffee one night, and we're done, we leave, and they picked up somebody hitchhiking. Big black guy, 6'5", 300 plus pounds. And I'd been up for a while, and so I'm sitting in the back seat, they're getting out the Bible, and they're teaching him, and they're preaching and sharing the Lord with him. And they pulled over in Scappoose up there in the like the junior high bus drop-off. It's like 4:30 in the morning, something like that. And I'm in the back seat, and they were talking up to this point for the first hour and a half about the things of God. This is what happened. they changed their conversation. They started talking about this Jesus. As soon as they said that word, Jesus comes unglued. This just huge bulk of a man is just wrath that I can't even imagine how intense it was. And then I'm sleeping, but mind you, and I'm in the back of the car and I'm awake. I'm totally awake and thinking, this guy is demon possessed. So grace, he graces us for that time in the very moment. You know, it's like Superman jumps in the phone booth. Well, he graces us to be ready for those events. So it's like all of a sudden I knew that he was demon possessed and I knew how to deal with it directly. So I get out of the car, I walk up to him, he's towering over me, and says, I said, let me ask you this, has Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And he went from this intense, you just can't even imagine, whipped puppy, wouldn't even move, and his mouth is shut, and I says, let me ask you this again, has Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And he still wouldn't move. So this is me, see, I'm not fully refined, but I'm coming that direction. I says, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. And he walked off. And it's like, right. And he walked off that I couldn't understand what happened. But he, the spirit that's in him, had to obey exactly everything I said accurately.